Welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. And yes, you are going to have fun today. My name is Rebecca. If you had a chance to take a cruise somewhere, where would you go? Why not Alaska? Alaska seems like a great place. Well, today's lesson is called Cruise Alaska. That's right. We are going to learn about our author and her experience taking a cruise to Alaska. Sounds exciting, doesn't it? Well, as we go through today's lesson, I have a question I would like you to think about. What was special about our author's cruise line? What was special about our author's cruise line? I know you can find the answer. Well, friends, open up your magazines and let's begin. So come with me.
Cruise Alaska. Adventure awaits on sea and on land. Last June, my husband and I joined his father and brother and our kids in Seattle for a 7-day Alaskan adventure. With so many cruise lines to choose from, we finally settled on a line that was considered to be exceptionally educational. Excitement mounted as we boarded the ship. The room my husband and I shared was a veranda stateroom on an upper deck, giving us a clear view of extraordinary beauty. Whenever we sat outside, we bundled up due to the cold.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 cruise 这个动词。Cruise 是指巡航或者是乘船游览。例如 ,we cruised the River Seine in a boat which offered great meals and music. 我们搭乘一艘提供美食及音乐的船游览塞纳河。或者是 the couple plans to cruise around Australia in November. 这对夫妻计划11月要绕着澳洲航行一圈。Cruise 也可以当名词，例如 The newlyweds went on a Hawaiian cruise for their honeymoon. 这对新婚夫妇度蜜月的时候参加了夏威夷的游轮之旅。继续我们看的是 veranda 这个名词。Veranda 是指阳台或露台，注意它的重音是在 R-A-N 这个音节，念成 veranda。也有另外一种拼法是没有字尾的 H。Veranda 和 balcony。B-A-L-C-O-N-Y 中文可能都翻译成阳台，但是 veranda 通常都有屋顶，而且是从一楼的地面延伸出来的。例如 The old man was sitting in a rocking chair on the veranda. 这位老先生坐在阳台的摇椅上。而 balcony 通常是指在建筑的楼上的阳台，例如 The thief escaped by way of the second floor balcony. 这个小偷从二楼阳台逃走了。
Well, hello everyone. We have a very special treat for you today. We have the editor of our SE magazine, Linda, here with us in the studio. She is the author of the lesson Cruise Alaska, and she's going to share with us a little bit about her experience on this amazing cruise. Welcome, Linda.
Thank you, Rebecca. It's very nice to be here.
Yes, and we're happy to have you.
Great.
And I'm very excited you're here, too, because we're going to be learning about your experiences.
Right.
And also because we're learning especially about a cruise. I've never been on a cruise. I've always wanted to go. Rebecca, have you been on a cruise before?
I've never been on a cruise either, at least not yet. Well, Linda, you write, adventure awaits on sea and on land. Now, I know a cruise is on a boat, so that's on the sea, but you had adventures on land as well?
Right. When you go on a cruise, you're actually, well, on this particular cruise going to Alaska, we stopped in 4 different ports of call. So our first stop was Juneau, Alaska.
Okay. Oh, that's great. Actually, I hear Alaska is beautiful.
And you mentioned in your lesson that you went with your husband, his father and brother, and then your kids.
Right. So there were, how many of that were six of us that went together.
Okay. And it was a 7-day Alaskan adventures. And you said, with so many cruise lines to choose from, we finally settled on a line that was considered to be exceptionally educational. How many different cruise lines are there out there?
Well, I'm not sure. There, when we were starting to look for our cruise, our ship that we wanted to go on, mm-hmm. I think we looked, maybe there are 5 or 6 lines, maybe even more, that go to Alaska. And they also go all over the world. So the cruise line that we chose, the Westerdam, actually goes to Europe, it goes to South America, it goes to the Bahamas, It goes lots of different places. They have many ships.
Oh, nice. Well, it seems like there are a lot to choose from. And friends, you see that phrase in our lesson, you have something to choose from. That means you have many or several different things that you can choose from. You have many different options.
And of course, in that same sentence, you see the word to settle on. So, Linda, you said that you finally settled on a line that was considered to be exceptionally educational. And when you settle on something, that just means that you agree to do that particular thing, right?
Right. You decide to do something. So after discussion, we looked at several cruise lines, mm-hmm. and then we settled on, or we decided that we wanted to go on Holland America, is the cruise line that we chose.
And how was it exceptionally educational?
Well, some cruise lines are known for more parties, mm-hmm. and there were mm-hmm. parties on this cruise as well, mm-hmm. but this one also had 1 or 2 talks about the history of Alaska, the geography of Alaska, different talks every day that you could attend.
Nice.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
That is really cool. Well, friends, we just found the answer to the question that I asked earlier about Linda's cruise. And the answer is that it was exceptionally educational. And you just learned a little bit as to why it was exceptionally educational.
That's right. That's why this cruise was special. It was exceptionally educational. Well, we continue here. Linda says, excitement mounted as we boarded the ship. The room my husband and I shared was a veranda stateroom on an upper deck, giving us a clear view of extraordinary beauty. Can you share with us a little more about this veranda stateroom? What's a veranda?
Well, a veranda is a covered porch area. Mm-hmm. So our room was a larger room than some. And it was on the outside of the ship, and we had a balcony. So veranda actually is another room for a balcony. So besides our bedroom area, we also had a seating area mm-hmm. that had a couch, a table, a couple of chairs, and then we could also go outside. Mm-hmm. Some rooms were inside, mm-hmm. and there was no outside view at all. They were quite small. So it really depends upon how much you want to spend and what you're looking for.
Wow, that sounds really, really cool. Well, you also wrote, whenever we sat outside, we bundled up due to the cold. So when you bundle up, that just means that you wear lots of layers of clothing or an extra heavy jacket, right?
That's right.
So you had to bundle up. Well, friends, if it's really cold, make sure you bundle up.
Yes.
I should have bundled up the other day. You know, should have?
Well, yeah, should up. Rebecca, I think that we're going to learn more about that phrase and those words in
the info cloud. Hello, friends. I'm Pauline.
And I'm Ken. We're so glad to have you with us on InfoCloud today. Hey, Pauline, I was wondering, when you were living in Costa Rica, did you learn how to surf?
I wish. I really should have. I certainly could have. I lived near a really popular surfing beach there, but I just never got around to it.
Well, I'm sure you did a lot of other amazing things. But hey, I noticed you said should have and could have. Shouldn't that be should have and could have?
Good point. Actually, what is happening here is I'm using a casual contraction form of those words, turning should have into should apostrophe V-E, should have. Same with could have, but it does sound like the word of, O-F. And as a result, native English speakers are increasingly making the error of writing should of, O-F, instead of should have.
So friends, if you do see that, now you know what is meant by it. But we also want you to know that it is incorrect. So if you do see that, don't doubt yourself. In this instance, it is actually the native speaker who is getting tripped up for a change.
One more note on this topic, Ken. In really casual speech, you might also hear those word pairs pronounced in an even more condensed manner as shoulda, coulda, woulda. And that's just a good note for listening comprehension, although I would not suggest trying to imitate that pronunciation.
Good point. So once again, friends, shoulda, coulda, and woulda are very casual, so we should avoid using them in formal writing.
Right. I shoulda mentioned that.
我们知道 should 是应该 ,should have 表示原本应该做什么事但没有做。这是一种假设语气，代表某个该发生的情况和现实相反。You should have told him. 你当初该告诉他，但你却没有。Should have 的发音要注意，美国人通常会将这两个字合并起来读成 should have. You should have told him. 那这个口语的发音已经根深蒂固到一个地步，美国的小朋友往往会把 should have 写成 should of。虽然那是不正确的文法，但也显示出 should have 的口语发音。同样的现象也出现在 could have 跟 would have， 用口语发音就变成 could have、would have。其实美国人还会用更口语的 shoulda、coulda、woulda。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom. Here is a pop quiz. Where did our author Linda go on a cruise? Ah, that's right. She went on a 7-day cruise to Alaska. And yes, our title gives it away. Our title of today's lesson is called Cruise Alaska.Well, friends, Alaska definitely seems like a really exciting place to go. And I have another question for you to think about. Where does Linda and her family find themselves? See if you can answer that question as we go through the next reading.
Cruise Alaska. We found ourselves in Juneau.Alaska's capital, the next day. We had booked various excursions far in advance. The kids and I went on a whale-watching boat where we caught sight of immense humpbacks that breached and spouted near our boat. Afterward, we enjoyed a tram ride, hike, and Alaskan crab legs before reboarding. The next morning, park rangers boarded our ship,and narrated our visit to Glacier Bay National Park and Preserve. The beautiful sunny day afforded jaw-dropping views of unending mountain ranges, gushing waterfalls, and glaciers. We were also lucky enough to spot mountain goats, whales, puffins, and sea lions.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 breach 这个动词。breach 在这里是指突破或攻破。例如 the protesters breached the fences and went into city hall. 这些示威者冲破了围篱进入了市政府。或者是 the flood breached the wall along the riverbank and many houses were ruined. 洪水冲破了河堤许多房子都被毁了。所以我们看的是 gush 这个动词。gush 是喷出、冒出或者是涌出。例如 hot water kept gushing out of the broken pipe and flowed all over the floor. 热水从破裂的水管中不断冒出来，流的整个地板都是。 或者是 water gushed out of the swimming pool during the earthquake. 地震的时候游泳池的水都冲出来了。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Well, let's continue on with our adventure in Alaska, or on this Alaskan cruise. Now, Linda, you said that you found yourselves in Juneau, Alaska's capital, the next day. And to answer Rebecca's question, that's where Linda and her family went to Juneau, Alaska.
That's right. And we also see, you wrote, we had booked various excursions far in advance. Now, why is it that you had to book these excursions far in advance?
Well, they range from, there are a lot of different excursions to choose from when you go on a cruise, and some of them get booked up right away. So we booked ours actually in, we went in May, and we booked them in February, and some of them are already fully booked, so you couldn't go.
Oh, wow. So you really did have to book some of these excursions far in advance. Well, you also said that the kids and I went on a whale-watching boat where you caught sight of immense humpbacks that breached and spouted near our boat.
Right. And it was spectacular. Mm-hmm. Because when humpbacks actually are swimming, they kind of come out of the water and then they dive deep to look for krill or to look for herring for their dinner. And I think we have a picture of it here.
Yeah, that looks amazing. And, you know, I've heard of cruises. I know that some even head out from Taiwan. If you go out far enough, you can see some whales, but sometimes it's kind of rare. How rare was it to see a humpback whale in Alaska on this cruise?
Well, we saw many humpback whales. I think we kind of went at the right time of year. I had a friend who also went a few years ago, and they saw humpbacks and orcas both up there.
Wow.
So we didn't see any orcas. I will say that three of us, my kids and I, went whale watching, but we could have waited until the next day because we saw a lot of whales in Glacier Bay Park.
Oh, nice. So you didn't need to go take an extra boat trip out to see the humpback whales?
Not really. Not there. Mm-hmm. But it's actually, that was a guaranteed excursion. If you didn't see whales, they would refund your money.
Okay. And as you see, friends, there's this word up here on the screen, to catch sight of. If you catch sight of something, that means that you see something or someone. So basically, Linda, you're saying that you saw whales. You caught sight of these humpbacks. Well, anyway, let's continue on. We read, afterward, we enjoyed a tram ride, hike, and Alaskan crab legs before reboarding.
I just got to say, that sounds delicious. I love crab meat and crab legs. How was it there?
They were great. They were fresh.
Oh, yes.
Ooh, sounds delicious, especially if you like crab legs. Well, then the next morning, park rangers boarded our ship and narrated our visit to Glacier Bay National Park and Preserve. The beautiful sunny day afforded jaw-dropping views. Jaw-dropping. I really like that word. Why did you choose that word?
I chose that word because we were all like, when we were looking at the beauty of Alaska. I think it's kind of indescribable, the pictures that you see. I'm actually from Minnesota, and when you go to northern Minnesota, it's vast, and there are a lot of trees. It's very beautiful, but Alaska just outdid Minnesota. It's just kind of indescribable.
Well, that's amazing. I often hear the word breathtaking, but I really like this word jaw-dropping. And I want to see what these unending mountain ranges look like. It wasn't back-to-back necessarily. It was like maybe miles in, right?
Well, the picture that we're seeing here is somewhat cloudy, but we had a clear day, so we could see for miles and miles back through, and there were just peaks after peaks of mountains.
So cool.
That is really cool. Well, friends, we have more to learn, but right now it's time for us to go to Twin Time. Welcome back to Twin Time, friends. I'm Christina.
And I'm Serena. It's time to review. Do you remember how to play? Great. Let's begin. We'll show you four words that appear in today's lesson. We have three sentences for you, and they all have a missing word. You have to fill in the blank with the correct word. And the words are glacier, gush, immense, and excursion. Wow, these words are not easy, but I think you can do it. The first sentence is, tourists in Argentina can view the Perito Moreno from a small boat or even walk on it. Now you have four guesses. Which word do you think it is? If you guess glacier, you are correct. Tourists in Argentina can view the Perito Moreno glacier from a small boat or even walk on it. Now, a glacier is an enormous mass of ice that moves slowly. Christina, would you ever walk on a glacier?
I think that's more for the adventurous type, but I wouldn't mind viewing it from the boat.
That does sound safer. Okay, let's move on to our next sentence. Olivia spent an amount of time getting ready for the party. Correct! Olivia spent an immense amount of time getting ready for the party. Immense means extremely large in size, extent, or amount. So if Olivia spent an immense amount of time getting ready for the party, maybe she was trying to impress someone.
Oh, maybe.
Okay, let's move on to our last sentence. Albert's nose was blood for about an hour. I think you know the answer. That's right. Albert's nose was gushing blood for about an hour. This means large amounts of blood were pouring out from Albert's nose. That sounds really serious.
It does. Poor Albert.
Well, friends, did you get all the answers right? I'm sure you all did a great job. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you again on our next
Twin Time.
I would say that while Alaska is absolutely beautiful, on our cruise, Glacier Bay National Park was fabulous. We saw sea lions, we saw mountain goats, we saw birds, we saw glaciers. And glacier is one of the reasons you go there. And at one time, this whole area was covered with one glacier, but it has receded now. So now there are over 1,000 glaciers in Glacier Bay Park. We saw like 4 or 5 of them up close.
Wow.
And you can see them like break off into the water. It's pretty spectacular.
Amazing. Friends, we do have more to learn about Cruise Alaska next time right here at Studio Classroom.